Thank you, Jesus. There's a changing of a guard. There's a changing of the guard. One has led. One has ushered. But I'm changing over authority in a new way. What I am releasing is for those that are receiving. Not everyone will receive. But that doesn't mean that I have not released. For the Spirit of God has drawn the line in the sand. And in these last days are the days that my spirit shall go forth violently and penetrate every dark place and penetrate every area that the enemy has taken light out. Yes. For my spirit will penetrate and violently will I remove the darkness. There is a changing of the guard.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Look, I know on Wednesday nights we get a little prophetic and on Sundays we just kind of do the church thing. For those of you that are here that are not used to a flow like this, first, get in your word and test the Spirit of God with the word. Secondly, let your spirit man within you, test and see if the Spirit of God is not present. Test to see that truly Christ be exalted and lifted up. Those are the things that you must test, you as individuals. Now, for those that have felt God enter in and begin to speak, I need you to receive this. Here's the thing. I've got to be very delicate with this. Not that I'm afraid. I have a responsibility to answer to what God has said to do. I do. What I'm about to release to you is what the Lord began to share with me as you began to prophesy in tongues. There is a changing of the guard. But it's not in a military sense in the military of this nation. It is the changing of the guard in the church where one will retreat back so another one can stand forth. All eyes are on my church, says God. All eyes are on my church. But I know the end from the beginning. And I go back to the beginning. And when I go back to the beginning, I lay out its foundations for all to see the patterns in which I move. I am changing the leadership of the church, says God. Out of old tradition, religion, and legalism into a youthfulness of hunger, thirst, desire, and passion. And in the changing of this guard, you will see my spirit go into the dark places and violently remove that which is taken residence in. My word says that you are to occupy the land.
Amen.
Till I come.
Amen.
But my church has not occupied. It has freely given up.
Yes.
But I, by my spirit, will enter into every dark place and bring light into the darkness.
Amen.
That will drive out the darkness in your life. Many of you, the Spirit of God says you walk around with a noose around your neck. And you wonder why you can't get too far. Just like a dog that has been tied up to a tree with a short chain on it. He keeps trying to pull away, but he only has a realm of influence as long as that chain is. And I'm about to break every chain off of you and remove every noose off of you so that the level of influence will be increased. And as it increases, you will change and shift the darkness out and bring light in. The Spirit of God says that you have even been, some of you have been loosed of the chain, but you still have the effect of being tied up. You've experienced freedom to only one degree. And I'm here to bring liberty and freedom and life so that you can experience it in abundance. Yes. The chain of legalism was connected to the collar of religion, tied to a tree that was made to worship as a false god. But the tree of life has come in to do away with every chain and bond of wickedness, to bring freedom and liberty into your spirit man, and to set you free in your natural man so that you can be an influence in this natural world done by the supernatural power of God here on earth. You have entered in. My God, thank you, Jesus. I placed mankind in the garden, for I am the door.
Yes.
I removed man from the garden, for I am the door. During the time of judgment, they created an ark with one door. All that entered in through the door were saved in the ark, which represented the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
All were saved when they were coming out of the ark, which is the door.
Yes.
We have a tendency to run in, but we never want to come out. We want to run into the ark of his presence, but we never want to come out and do what he told us to do, is to multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it and take authority over it. We're so used to running in and being, cover me, don't let anybody see me. Don't let anybody see me in my mess. He said, I'm going to run you in, but I'm going to bring you out.
Yes.
You have a responsibility to come out, to come out.
Yes.
He's not going to pull you by the hand. He's going to tell you to come out, and it's your responsibility to hear the word of the Lord, activate by faith, and walk it out. This is not a traditional Sunday service. God is speaking with authority, and he's getting into the places where the enemy has infiltrated. I hope we have this on record. Many of you may need to get this. I'm going to upload it onto the website, and you're going to have to download it, hear it over and over and over. He is the door. Here's what's happened in the last days. Many doors have been presented to you.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know which one to walk in.
Amen.
Because you're not in the Word. You're not in his presence. Much less when you come to church. And I'm talking in the whole spectrum of Christianity. You go to church, but you don't come in entering into the door of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
You enter in because you want to be tickled by another word. You want to hear another prophetic word. You want to hear another thing that is going to tantalize your ears and your senses. But yet you don't want to submit your heart unto him. These last days is up to those that want to receive.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
His spirit has been poured out. And many ask, well, where is the God of glory? He is present right next to you. But you don't want to receive on the terms that he has called forth. You want to receive it on your terms.
Yes.
Look, as I say this, I'm getting slapped left and right as well. I'm not trying to say all this and say, oh, pastor's a hypocrite. I'll tell you what, every single one of us sitting down, standing up, kneeling, everything, we have hypocritical ways.
Yes.
A hypocrite means I'm going to portray to be this, but over here when you can't see me, I'm this way. Doesn't matter what I say about what I say if I can't live what I say. The Spirit of God is going to enter in to those dark places. And as he enters in, we have a responsibility to let him in. And when he's able to come in, he can begin his work.
Yes.
So, well, he finished the work. What he finished on the cross was hell, death, and the grave. You have a responsibility to submit your will to him that begins the process for everything that you need.
Amen.
The problem is when we get the process and we're in the process, we don't like it.
Right.
Me included.
Hallelujah.
But God is coming in to his church. And he's driving out the darkness that has stood at the forefront ministering to you false doctrines.
Amen. Amen.
Preaching another Christ.
Amen.
He's removing it.
Yes.
How does he remove something that's in the church? Well, baby, all this month, all you're going to hear about are miracles, miracles, miracles. If I can put seed in the ground and expect the harvest of what I put in the ground, watch this. What I speak in the atmosphere is seed. So if I seed the atmosphere with faith and miracles, guess what we're going to get? Faith that produces miracles. If you want to hear another deep, profound thing, what is this meaning of this word? Get a dictionary. Look it up. But what did it do for you?
Amen.
We have people, well, you know, pastor, you make things a little bit too easy for us to see. Good. If this isn't your church, then it's not your church. Find your church.
Amen.
I'm not worried about how many sheep I can get in here. I'm worried about how many sheep are eating of the food and drinking of the water to become strong enough to get out there to do it.
Amen.
And if this is too shallow for you, let me just set myself free. If this is too shallow for you, then maybe your season here is up. And you got to get to the place where God wants for you to be. Amen. Cool. Amen. Pastors ain't going to tell you that. Because they want to keep you. They want to keep you. I don't want to keep you. I say this in love. I want to build you up so that you can grow in God and be an impact anywhere you're at.
Amen.
Not just in here.
Yes, Lord.
Not just in here. Amen.
Amen.
And I know what God is saying in this hour. This prophetic word has been burning inside of me, and I've been trying to figure it out. I said, God, I've been on this thing called a fast, and I need to hear. I need to know what's going on for me. What's inside of me that needs to come out? He says, you got darkness inside of you, son. The problem is you don't put the light towards the darkness. You always have the light go away from your darkness. A fast doesn't get you power. A fast doesn't get you anointed. Let me set some of y'all free. A fast is to give you understanding about you.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Your power and your anointing comes from your trials, your tribulations, your process. You want to prophesy and lay hands on the sick like people that you see on TV. You don't know their process.
That's right.
How about saying, let me go through the process so I could do that?
Yeah.
Give your will and your heart. If you don't want to do that and you want to circumvent, I can just get into the message right now. If you want to circumvent the process, you've taken matters into your own hands.
Hallelujah.
That's what you did. A fast is to show you about you. You. Some of y'all looking at me like, Pastor, I don't fast. I don't like to fast either. But what a fast is going to do is reveal what you need answers to.
Yes, it does.
That's what it does. How many of you need answers? Oh. How many of you have fasted for that answer? Oh, there's less hands. I don't, God, I need answers. Sacrifice and fast. No, God, I need answers. I need answers right now. And let me turn to the back of the book and go to the answer key and let me get my answers. No. He'll answer you once you submit your will.
Hallelujah.
And how he gets to you is going to be done through something you don't want to do. Some say, well, I can't fast because I got diabetical issues and stuff. Good, don't. There's other ways you can fast. I'm going to say it like I have to say it. Some of y'all need to watch your mouth because the words that come out of your mouth are vulgar.
That's right.
I stepped out of the pastoral a few minutes ago and I stepped into the prophet role. If y'all can't tell, let me help you. Some of y'all need to watch your mouth because of the way you speak. Well, that doesn't mean I have to fast. No, fast from that. Learn to control that, not have it control you. The others, oh, I'm just going to stay here. God bless you. Some of us have so much negativity that follows us every time we begin to open our mouth. Guess what happens? Some of y'all need to fast that. You can put words of promise and truth inside and hold that negativity aside. Once you can overcome negativity, you step into what? No. You step out of negativity into a positive realm in your life. It's not difficult, guys. I've heard this many years growing up. I've heard this many years. You speak negative, guess what comes around you?
Negative.
You speak hatred, what comes around you?
Hatred.
You speak jealousy, what comes around you? Well, we understand it, right? It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy, right? How come we ain't getting it? We still doing it. We have got to understand what comes out of here creates your environment. We've got to be careful. Oh, Lord Jesus.
He wants it all.
Some of us have a tendency to act a certain holy way. But then when we're out of that realm of a spiritual influence, we influence those around us into a sinful nature. Oh, and I can talk about myself. Get around me. My family know me. They know me. My wife says, you're a bad influence. Yep. Bad influence. I sure is. Mm-hmm. I'm learning because as after she said that, you're a bad influence. Yeah, I am. And the next thing you know, I'm calling a fast. That's just the truth. I called a fast. And he began to deal with me. Maybe he's not dealing with any of y'all. Maybe he's not, I don't know. But if he's trying to get your attention in that area, maybe can I help you? It ain't so profound that you can't get it. Give it up. Give it up. Because you can't beat God. Have you ever rebuked God and he left? I rebuke you, God. He just laughed like everybody else did. That's my child. Are you funny? You're funny. You know, he's trying to rebuke me. You're funny. He's trying to get you to understand that he is God. He is your maker. He made you. But he made you perfect. Are there voids in our life? Yes. Are there darkness areas of our life? Yes. Did we mess up? Yes. Are we perfect? No. But are we being made perfect?
Yes.
Daily.
Yes, Lord.
Daily. That don't mean you got it all together. And when you think you do, this is what happens. He comes in like a flood and what happened? I thought I had everything together. No. He holds it all together.
Yes, Lord.
He does. We have to understand that God is changing things in the church as a whole. That means every denomination all the way across that is Christ-believing Christians. There's a change. He wouldn't give me that word for 2013 back in October of last year, that this year is a year of change. And then since then, you see all kinds of things happening on TV. Change, change, and change. I said, Lord, I heard from you. He goes, do you doubt it? Yeah. I do doubt sometimes. Did I hear from you? He goes, well, then that's why I had to give you confirmation that you heard. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Will you trust me? Oh, Lord. Now what? Well, I want to deal with you. Oh, God. I just got a prophetic word from you. I spoke it. I'm seeing it come to pass. People are talking about change all over the world. People are talking about manifestation. Things that I've declared. He goes, you didn't declare it. I declared it. You just spoke it.
Right.
I'm just trying to help you guys.
Amen.
When you think you get revelation, it's not your revelation. It's his. You're just the mouthpiece to speak it.
Amen.
If I can't talk real, then there's no need for us to have a church. I need to be able to talk real. We've had our ears tickled for a long time. Long time. Used to run the conferences all over the place. Right, baby? Oh, Lord, I just want to go see this prophet. I want to get to this prophet. I want to get to this prophet. And I never get a word. Never. Lord, I just traveled all the way to Corpus Christi. Hear this prophet. He ain't even nothing. He says, I can make it real easy for you. I'm the one that's speaking. Can you just sit still so I can talk to you? Because every time I come to visit you, you start leaving someplace. I'm the one that speaks. You're the one that needs to listen. Okay. It's deep, profound. That's your first service, guys. Amen and hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead. Hold on, guys. Stop it, and then this way we can start the next one in just a minute. All right? Do you have insight, or are you going to...